children.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So the commandment, honor thy father and your mother, emphasizes the importance of showing respect, love, and obedience to one's parents. It is seen as a moral obligation to acknowledge and appreciate the role of parents in nurturing, raising, and providing for their children. Today, we explore this commandment as it pertains to boys so that we can understand, you know, how then do we train our children to understand this and you know, and live up to it. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Ian Haluba. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, Pastor. I hope that you are well.
I am all right today. I do not know how you are.
I'm okay, Pastor. The sun is out. Yesterday it was freezing. I had to, like, you know, when you sleep and then you're using three blankets, that's how bad it was. But I see the sun is out today, so it's going to be a lovely one.
Indeed, we praise God for that.
Indeed. Before we start our conversation, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for today. We thank you for the life that you've given unto each one of us, our listeners. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that as we get into this program this morning, we ask for your guidance and for your leadership. This is what we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Pastor, when we are reading the Ten Commandments there, we find the commandments with a promise, you know, in the Bible there, which even tells us that we must honor our fathers and our mothers. But for a boy child, what does that mean when you have to honor your mother and your father? And how can you show that honor to your parents in practical ways?
Okay. Basically, I think the command that is given to us that we need to honor our father and our mother. Actually, when you read in the Bible, it's the only commandment that has a promise attached to. Mm. When we honor our father and our mother, the days of our lives will be prolonged. Who have many days to live here on earth. Mm. And so we should look at that commandment so carefully that at the end of the day, we do not lose, the promises that God gives us. Mm. This does not only apply to the boys and girls, but it also applies to, actually it applies to everyone of us because we have fathers, we have mothers who we are to honor, who we are to give respect, so that we have these promises that God promises us. Mm. And so for the boys, of course, and the children, it's mandatory that we give respect to any person who is elderly to us. We honor them. Now, honoring them, we honor our parents in different ways. It does not only mean respecting them, but it's beyond that. We need to ensure that our parents are happy. We need to ensure that our parents live a good life. We need to ensure that we are there for our fathers and for our mothers. Mm. Sure. Mm.
So what is the significance, Pastor, of this commandment in our faith? I mean, some, not that they don't deserve it, but some parents shame. Yeah, I'll just end it there. You know where I want to go, Pastor, but for me to say, not that they don't deserve the honor, they do, but some relationships, they're just so hard to navigate. And even when now you want to mend those relationships and you want to honor your mother or your father, it's a problem.
I think Paul puts it clear in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3, where he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Okay.
He puts it clear that we need to obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. So if our parents are going wayward, they are not, probably asking us to do that which is right in the eyes of God, I think we are at liberty as children to approach our parents and tell them the truth that what they are telling us is not right. So we need to honor, as we honor our father, as we honor our father and our mother, it should be that we are honoring them in the Lord and not in any way. I think this is what Paul is trying to encourage the children. That's a counsel that he gives to say children are supposed to obey the law, their parents in the Lord and not outside what is prescribed in the Lord. Yes.
So, because sometimes, Pastor, like with the questions that we just answered now, it's difficult, you know, for some people to forgive and now the relationships are okay. Is there a significant connection that we can make between honoring parents and the stability of the family? If children do not honor their parents, is there some disability issue? Disability that happens there in the family, or everything is okay even if they don't honor their parents?
Well, the relationship may be sour if the parents are not.
Oh, we're losing Pastor there. We're losing him. Please come back, Pastor. You know, as we're speaking about, yes, welcome back, Pastor. We had lost you a bit there as you started answering the question.
Okay, I was saying Paul advises the same parents not to provoke their children. Paul says parents or fathers or mothers are not supposed to provoke their children. So if they provoke their children, it means that they are now souring the relationship that is between the child and the parents. So what's supposed to be is that parents are also supposed to be there for their children. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs that train up a child in the way he should go so that he will not depart from the early trainings. So if parents have done their homework, these children will be there to make sure that they honor their parents. And so there will not be this sour relationship. There will not be any gap that will be realized between the parents and the children. But if the parents have not done their homework, these children will, begin to live a life that will, bring erratic to their parents. And so it's very important that in the early stages, as the children are growing up, parents should always be there, the fathers and the mothers, they should always be there. To ensure that these children are nurtured. And if they are nurtured in the Lord, the Lord will always be there to guide these little ones so that they are able to, give honor to their parents. So it all begins from the early stages there, where the parents are there for their children and the children are also there to ensure that they adhere to the instructions that they are given at that early stage.
Indeed. So, as we draw to a close, Pastor, how does the principle of honoring parents relate to broader concepts of love, love and respect and all of those things? Because there's always a catch somewhere in all of these, commandments that we have.
Yes. the issue of love between the parents and the children. The love can, be enhanced from the side of the parents. I can give an example of as Christians, there's never a time God has abandoned us, even when we've done wrong things against Him. He has always shown His love. He has always demonstrated that agape love towards us. And so this is the love as parents we need to show to our children, regardless of how deviant our children may be. We should always be there to, bring them close, let them feel that they are part of us, Even when they've done wrong things, we should be there to, even as we are correcting them, we correct them in love. You know, we shouldn't be rebuking them with so many words that are not even right. Sometimes, you know, this is the reason why Paul says, don't provoke your children. So the moment you are correcting your child with the strong words, words that are, you know, so provocative, our children will create a sour relationship with us. And what will happen is that there will not be that love that, you know, will be seen between our children and ourselves. And so each time we are correcting our children, we should bring them close, let them feel that they are part of us. As we are talking to them, we talk to them in love. Try to make them understand that probably the things they've done is not the right thing that they've done.
Mm.
And so by so doing, we are trying to mend and trying to bridge the gap and the crack that would have been created between us.
Indeed. Pastor, thank you so much for this particular lesson. I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our boy children in order for them to know and understand the importance of honoring their fathers and their mothers?
Okay, we are praying. We want to say thank you so much, our Heaven Father, our Creator and our Sustainer. Dear Lord, we commit the little ones, the children, into your holy hands. You are the one who created them. We want to pray, Heaven Father, that may you help them to realize that indeed they are to honor the father, their fathers and their mothers. We pray, dear Lord, that may you speak to them, bring them close, and make them, Heaven Father, understand your command from your word. Thank you so much for this program. This is what we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. And my pastor, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much, my sister.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.